Chapter 1. The freezing temperatures had dropped further as darkness fell. He felt it as soon as he came out of the hot, damp stables. The hairs in his nostrils froze, and the snow splintered under his boots as he walked up to the farmhouse. His breath hung in the air as petrified white mist. Minus 13 degrees Celsius, said the thermometer on the wall. Gunda was still up, even though she had done the milking at 5 o'clock that morning. Now she was making the evening coffee. The ceiling lamp illuminated the darkness in front of the kitchen window, casting a golden glow onto the snow. The car was still there. Now he could see that it hadn't just been abandoned by a motorist stuck in a snowdrift, as he had first assumed. A glow from a cigarette lit up briefly in the darkness. Or had he imagined it? Would he even be able to see that from this distance? The car was parked between the trees by the road that connected the four closest lying farms. He stamped the snow off on the mat and looked at the car again before going inside. It had been there for a long time. When he'd gone out to the stable, it hadn't been completely dark. Still, the white car hadn't been easy to spot in the snowy landscape. He'd only noticed it because it wasn't normal for anyone to park there. He had been about to go up and ask if there were any problems, but stopped himself. What did that car have to do with him? A couple in love, maybe, even if it was a chilly pleasure, and if so, they were taking their time about it. The heat inside hit just as hard as the cold had done. The hairs in his nose thawed, making it run. He wiped his nose on a Kleenex. Gunda looked at him from the kitchen. You're not getting sick, are you, Torkil?
No, it's just the frost.
He took off his cap and coat in the utility room, where there was already a smell of cow from wellies and outerwear, and he stroked his hand over his head as if to comb his hair in place. But it had started to fall out before he'd even turned 40. His head was like an egg now. What could you expect when you were in your mid-50s? Gunda wiped the oilcloth and placed the coffee pot on a trivet. He sat down on the bench and poured coffee for himself.